Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 167 and it's the 80s show part two. Well, sequels are so disappointing, aren't they? Bit of a, well, this is gentle, lovely music. Do you recognise where it's from? It's very appropriately called St. Elmo's Fire, and it's by Shuki Levy and Haim Saban, and you would know it because it's one of the backing musics from Mysterious Cities of Gold, and somebody on Second Life actually sent me the CD, which I'm very happy about, and you might hear bits of it as backing music throughout the show. And yes, this is the 80s show part 2. I did an 80s show ages and ages and ages and ages ago, and I decided to do another one. And this goes out to Jeb, and it goes out to Boy Shaped Box, and it goes out to all of you 80s loving kids out there. Who you know who you are. And yes, I've had a very large gap between radio clashes, and that probably will continue because it's summertime. And I've also been doing video podcasts. If you've been watching the, if you've been watching the detectives, no, if you've been watching the website and my YouTube channel, you'd have seen millions of videos. I'm doing video podcasts, and partly because, kind of relating to this tune, and also one I'm going to play in a minute. It's kind of all related because that's all sort of childhood. And of course, I grew up in the 80s, so. Hey, it kind of relates in some kind of fashion. And, yes, let's just put another one on. Ulysses. Yep. And I was stress screening these videos from my dad's because my dad has decided to move out. So I'm not going to theme this around that. It's all a bit maudlin. That's what the video podcasts are about with Kirk. You see, Kirk. I managed to get Kirk on a video podcast. Yay. I've got a camera now, so you'll see more of those. And we also have a new digital debris that's out. If you haven't watched the website, I've actually did one about George Carlin a while back. And there'll be more of those as well. So, it's been busy, busy, busy time, really. Busy, 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 busy. What else have been up to? Not much, really. It's been kind of crazy. Ooh, sorry, easy, Tiger. It's been kind of crazy. We're in Berlin again because John was having a conference there. I don't know if I mentioned that on the last show. I don't think so. It's been a long time. I might have. And so, this is going to be an 80s-themed podcast, and it's going to be lots of tracks that are my favourites in the 80s milieu. 80s is a really depressing big word. Sorry, French people, but it is. And, kind of like a mixture of kind of lesser-known stuff and also covers, because the very excellent website Buffet Libre, otherwise known as Free Buffet in Spanish, I think, did a sort of a bit of a stereo gum, probably they'll kill me for saying it, or one of those other blogs. They did the same sort of thing and did got loads of people to cover. Rather than doing Radiohead, which I think is what Stereo Gum did, Okay Computer, they went one better. They went and got loads of bands to do 80 songs, and you're going to hear some of those in this show. And there's about 40 tracks that's up there on Buffet, I think it's buffetlib.net, I think. If not, you can Google it. And there's going to be more in September, so not very far from now. But I'm going to start with probably my favourite, one of my favourite 80s tunes of all time, as they say at Ducky. Somewhere I missed a Pride. Oh, I've been doing all the Prides as well, of course. So you've got, I missed Brighton Pride, but I did Berlin Pride and I did London Pride. So I thought I'd done my Prides. I think I was a bit kind of like, do I need to do more Prides? No. And the thought of actually coming home at 10 o'clock on the train with all the drunken queens just put me off Brighton totally. And I have to say, if you're thinking about not going to Brighton, go into London. It's brilliant. It's really quiet, and you can get a drink at the bar, and all the noise. It's funny, a lot less noisy. It's funny that no noise, and it's quiet, and it's lovely. And I wish there'd be more Brightons more often, so we could get rid of all the really noisy queens, and leave them all in Brighton. In fact, why can't we just sever all of the transport links to Brighton and leave them there? But anyway, on a similar theme, this is Picelli with Homo Sapien.
You're the Let's take our bath together. Let's have the moon eclipse the sun. Let's kill some time together, because this time is killing us.
Oh, We found you hiding, we found you lying. What do we
to the wonderful, wonderful tones of Mysteriouses of Gold. Doesn't it? You want to be back in the 80s, coming back from school, and coming back after school and watching children's BBC. Of course, those of you in the US and Canada be going, what? But anyway, you get the idea. And the thing I haven't mentioned before, of course, millions of times, I never mentioned the fact that I've got the Mysterious Cities of Gold DVD box set. I haven't mentioned that once. That was before this loveliness of Mysterious Cities of Gold soundtrack. That was Neon with I Told Her in Alderaan from the wonderful 80s themed and also John DeLorean themed Stainless Style album, which I heartily recommend. It's not just because I did a bootleg of one of those songs. It's a brilliant album, the best albums. I do hope it actually wins the Mercury. It's up for the Mercury this year, and it's quite an odd list of people on the Mercury actually. But this is a bit too Fernando for my liking actually. It's a bit ABBA to appear any minute, which is wrong. As we said in Priscilla, no more fucking ABBA. Yeah, I'm very anti the ABBA. But yes, anyway, we will and then before, God, that's a dodgy edit in that soundtrack. Before that, not my fault. Before Neon was Hey Music Lover, the classic song from S-Express. S-Express saved my life, or well, not really, actually saved my life. Oops, wrong thing. But certainly I did tell Mark Moore once that I swear he was DJing at Madame Jojo's, that he was thanks to music, which is, I know it's embarrassing to say that, but I had to, because he got me into doing music. It was S-Express that inspired me. The fact that he used all kinds of weird little samples, and I went off, and then when I got Amiga a year or two later, I was like, ooh, I'm going to do some S-Express type disco sample-y type stuff. I didn't, of course, but it was the inspiration. So that was Hey Music Lover and Mantra for a State of Mind Club Mix, both from S-Express, or Sexpress as we called them back in the day. And then before that was Cities and Dust by Suxy. I didn't know what that track was until I sort of accidentally came round, I think on my iPod one day, and I was like, oh, this tune, because it's always one of those tunes that just sort of comes round on your they always play it Ducky, and I never knew the name of it. And it's Cities and Dust. It's the most happiest, well, sort of the only pop song I know is actually about people dying at Pompeii. It's kind of, I know it's fairly obscure, it's a fairly obscure kind of like subset of songs about Pompeii and Romans in the first place, but certainly it's kind of an interesting theme for a pop song. And then before that, although I know goths, you know what goths are like, dying in ancient times, of course that's going to be a popular theme for them. Then before that was Saint Bernadette with a sort of a live mashup. That's from the Rewind Buffet Libre website. That's Owner Things, yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, which has been mashed up so many times anyway, versus Howard Jones, Things Can Only Get Better. And I was accused recently of getting, I got confused between Nick Kershaw and Howard Jones. I always thought they were almost the same, you know, they were same side of a different, well, different, same side of a different coin. This doesn't make sense. Same, different sides of the same coin. Get it right, Tim. I don't know, you know, hair synthesizers, easy mistake to make. Yeah, so it's kind of one of those things that it's not really that surprising, but oops, I keep stopping the wrong thing. This is fancy new controller on these four decks on Tractor 3. It's just too complicated. But yeah, I always used to get them confused, but yeah, that's kind of like a cover mashup. A cash in, I don't know. One, and then making money from it, so it's not. And then before that was a brilliant remix of Kate Bush, Under Ice. It's the Phil OK remix, and that's from an album track, and obviously must be a big Kate Bush fan to dig that. That's from Hounds of Love, from the Ninth Wave little sort of sequence. And I was surprised that, because Phil OK, I seem to remember, did lots of happy hardcore and trancey sort of stuff. So it's kind of interesting to him to do something like that. Then before that was Liquid Liquid. That was a late minute substitution with Cavern. You were probably thinking, oh, are you expecting Grandmaster Flash and Smelly Smell or in it and that lot to come in? But no, they nicked it. They nicked it from Liquid Liquid, which was I think they recreated it, but they nicked the tune wholesale. Sued 19 double. I think it was Double 99 Records or 99 Records, who put it out. So it sued Sugar Hill, and they both went under, thus destroying Liquid Liquid's career, and Sugar Hill in the process. But I think Liquid Liquid's record label probably had it worse off. So, yes, don't do it, kids. Then before that was Hold in Disneyland by Dalek I Love You. I love Dalek I Love You. That's Dave Balfe, who used to be in Teardrop Explodes before Julian What's-His-Face wrote very nasty things about him in that book of his. Apparently he was a bit of a prat, but I do like Dalek I Love You. And then before that was Homo Sapien by Pete Shelley, and music's run out, so it's time for a new track. Let's say we're sort of professional around it, which we're not. So this is Trash Yourself with Fuck the Police.
Cops don't like me, so I don't like cops.
Police! si me voy. Siempre coqueteando, engañando. Estás feliz cuando estoy de rodillas. Un día bien y el otro mal. Alrededor o en tu espalda. Así que me tienes que decir. Si me quedo, si me voy. Si me quedo, si me voy.
Tú no me dijeras pelota.
Si me voy habrá peligro.
Tú me dijeras pelota.
Si me quedo va a ser doble.
Así que tienes que decir.
Tú me dijeras pelota.
Si me quedo, si me voy. Esta indecisión me molesta. Si no me quieres, déjame ir. ¿Quién se supone que tengo que ser? No sabes cuál es mi ropaje. Así que me tienes que decir. Si me quedo, si me voy.
Thank you. There's a body in the basement. The TV's full of guns. In the room adjacent, cold water runs. The sound of the cisterns sizzling bacon or chips. Footsteps in the distance. She's working on the midnight shift. The room is getting colder. Start jumping, Jack. Got the bluebird over her shoulder, the monkey on her back. She left your taxi fare. There's a message in her gift. You got more than she could spare. She's working on the midnight shift. Feedback screams on a twisted riff. Luxembourg by night. The cheap jack dream of the midnight shift doesn't work out right. He's got to shoot, he's got to shoot. Put his face about. It's like a long abandoned baseball boot with the tongue hanging out. The perfume of the essence rare that lingers in the lift. He's a prince among the peasants, where she's working on the midnight shift. You're gonna find her stuck in a lift to the wonderland of vice. You're gonna find her on the midnight shift with feet like blocks of ice. She carried water for the mailman. She had to walk the streets. She married the door-to-door salesman who worked away all week. She lived with an empty chair until the final rift. She didn't have a thing to wear. She had to work on the midnight shift. You're gonna find her frozen stiff. You think you've been hurt. You're gonna find her on the midnight shift, standing in the dirt.
Sometimes you get nowhere. working on a midnight shift.
Everywhere. line, my friend, it just can't be.
That was Robert Wyatt with "I'm Last Time Free." Of course, the Sheet cover. I played the Elizabeth Fraser, can't even speak, Fraser cover, and that is what inspired it. Always wonderful to see to hear Mr. Wyatt. Then before that was the Residents with 1999, and that goes out to the annoying dwarf from Minneapolis who is going around suing everybody that dares covers any of his songs. So I hope he hears that one day and then realizes how much of an idiot he is. I hope it annoys him. I hope it annoys him a lot. I hope he does. And then before. More 80s themes. That was probably going to sound more animated than usual, probably. That was no comment. I was going to try and do a Rocky Balboa. A Rocky Balboa sort of impression, but then I forgot. It's Adrian! That's it, yes. Then before that was Neon Theme by Neon Neon, back to the Stainless Style album. Very good. Then we have John Cooper Clarke with Midnight Shift. John Cooper Clarke! Yes, the Salford punk poet. And yes, this all kind of turned out to be a bit of almost a Mr. Peel show, which is kind of appropriate since I've been listening to a 1987 interview with him. Which is always great to hear his voice and hear him talking about his early musical influences, which is was very, very interesting. Even 78's in there, and that's what I haven't been playing, because we're getting at some point we're getting from 1980s to 78, not 1978 to actually 78 RPMs. We're going probably about 60 years before that in a future show, which will be called That 78 Show, as you do. Then before that was New Order. I had to be some New Order in here. If it's the 1980s, it's New Order. But that's Peel Session. I mentioned the man himself. That's Turn the Heater On, their cover of a dub classic. Then before that was, though, a dub classic I'd not heard of before until they covered it, so it's all slightly embarrassing. And then before that, in a sort of a ska dub vibe, was Madness with Day in the Town. And I've been working down, well, today I was working in Chelsea, where it was raining, sunning, I got kind of drenched and boiled just on my way to work. And it's the same when I was working in Hoxton as well. I know Hoxton Halls and working, it was kind of weird. But same sort of thing. What happened to the summer? Where did it go? It just rain, sun, it's scary. Then before that, a very, very bizarre track. That's Argentinian covers of Clash songs. That's Gatos Suisos with Should I Stay or Should I Go? And then before that was Fuck the Police, NWA cover. Da-da-da-da. This is, of course, Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti. Which is very appropriate, because I'm gonna fly now. That was Radio Clash, and you can email me at radioclash@meetandpop.net, or you can find out more on the blog, which is at... oh, it's not finished yet. Which is at... Oh.
I just want to say one thing.
It's Radio Clash. It's ending.
Yo, Adrian! I did it!
Adrian! yes, you can find it more on the blog, which is mutantpop.net/Radio Clash. And I'm going to end on a classic song. It's probably the best cover I've heard of this song. Ever. Oh, sorry. And this is from the Rewind 1980s compilation. This is one of the few bands I've heard of on there. This is Electric Soft Parade. Yes, remember them? With their cover of Jealousy. So I will speak to you soon.
Should have tried to steal your words of you, but I could not. father.